You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on Hump Day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Also, be listening. This hour, we're going to give away another pair of four-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. You're going to see Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, and many more. So be listening closely for your cue to call. We're going to give away another pair of passes to that.
Shane Steichen on his starting quarterback. We'll see. Riley Leonard has a PCL sprain. Will practice, but it's in the air.
Okay.
And he also said Phillip Rivers absolutely came to Indy to play again.
Okay.
And he can wear 17.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because Daniel Jones is on season-ending IR.
Huh.
He can wear number 17.
That's
I read that.
If nothing else, yes. And hopefully there's more than this. Hopefully yes. The Phillip Rivers story ends in like a storybook thing. But like, if nothing else, we learned that that's a little rule.
But yes, the league approved it.
A little numbers rule.
As it does present a competitive issue. But the league approved it. So cool. Yes, he'll be wearing number 17.
Great. Love that. Love that they were able to kind of, yes. That's an easy one,
yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
Not that big of a deal. Maybe it's not really the rule, but whatever. He's one of the greats. He's going to Hall of Fame. Let him wear his damn number.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. I like that a lot. So Riley Leonard might play. And they could still activate Phillip by Sunday?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of like, I think I'm a little bit thrown off because we're in Falcons short week
right.
mode.
Right.
Everybody else is, I mean, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the first day of the week, really, for everybody else. So, yeah, man. Obviously, there's a lot of different ways it could go. But if this was a Disney movie, he'd lead them. They'd win.
That'd be so funny.
That'd be great.
Hey, go to Seattle and win.
That'd be great. I would love it.
We went up there before and beat their head in. Why not?
Great. Really, when you were with the Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like the Chargers used to all – Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates.
This is the killer.
Even the Legion of Boom. They were so good.
He caught three on Cam Chancellor.
Yeah, I know. Yes. That's the exact game I'm talking about.
Caught three depth touchdowns
and
on Cam Chancellor.
And two of them were like
– one-handed.
Nobody else would have caught him. Like, how did he even see it? He threw his hand out there. It stuck to it, and it was a touchdown. Yeah, that was – and that was like – I think that was 2013, like – back-to-back Super Bowl.
Dude,
it's a hell of a player. He was a hell of a player, that Antonio Gates. All right, let's get to a college football corner here on the midday show with Andy and Randy on Hump Day, Wednesday, noon hour. Why does he say it like that?
I don't know. I mean, it throws me off.
All right. So, obviously, I think by now, most people have heard what the Notre Dame athletic director is up to, right?
You're whining.
Going on his wine tour.
And it ain't Chardonnay.
Yeah, not we're no, exactly. We're yeah, not talking about a yeah. nice Cabernet.
Yeah.
We're talking about W-H-I-N-E, like a toddler who didn't get his way. But he also is going to get his way because they're going to change the rule for him, which cool. Anyway, here's the athletic director, no, the commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, Brett Yormark, talking about some of the commentary from Pete Bavakwa.
I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it.
So,
okay, I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent. Hunter was very transparent about it. The chair, that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head to head would be a factor. Okay, BYU lost. They became closer together. Head to head made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach. And if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
There you go. I'll say it to his damn face.
Shut your punk up.
Pretty much.
That made me say, shut your up.
Pretty much. So I guess they're not going to, if they break their deal with the ACC teams, because they get five teams contracted a year to play in the
right.
ACC, Notre Dame does.
Yep.
Brett Yormark's saying, can't do that with the Big 12 teams.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if I'm an ACC, I go tell you kick rocks. But I mean, I'm pretty We should Notre Dame.
Yeah,
it's
they
Notre
still kind of yeah. It's I mean, Notre it is Dame. A mutually yeah. beneficial.
Yes, it is Notre Dame
agreement.
Yes,
like they do get yeah. That's the thing is like both sides kind of need each other.
Yeah,
but Notre Dame might not need them if the Big Ten's willing to do a deal like that.
Yeah,
or
but that's the
I
thing.
Mean, obviously, the Big 12's not.
But that's the thing about it right now, Andy. Because I was just talking when you were talking before the show. Like I forgot that UGA just canceled their Louisville home and home
and NC State.
Yeah,
right.
If that's the case, like, what makes you think that Big Ten wants Notre Dame? Because that's a possible loss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even in the ACC, you're a little bit more favored. I mean, if you're Notre Dame, you're favored against the ACC team.
Sure.
But unless you're going to schedule Rutgers and Maryland,
right.
You know, Purdue.
It's got to be a rotating cast, right? You can't always hand select it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. But, yeah. No, that's true. That's definitely true. And I also think, you know, I think Notre Dame wants to remain independent. I think they've made it very clear that that's where they stand. And they've benefited from that 99% of the time.
Yes.
Just one time, it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, but it usually does work out for them. They're usually in the damn 14 playoff and getting their freaking head beat in.
Yeah, without playing that
game. Exactly. So,
and with playing a hand-picked preferred schedule.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of it is historic matchups, which is great, and I do love that. I love that they still
USC.
They still play USC and Stanford, and I think did they play Army? They play Navy?
They play one of them. Right.
And I like that. I like that kind of that part of Notre Dame certainly does stand for some of what we're losing in college football, which is some of the tradition of it. But, you know, you also suffer the consequences sometimes.
Like, get over it, bub.
You get the benefit most of the time. Sometimes you don't.
Get over it, bub.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Bub.
Get over it. That is my least favorite part of the selection committee era of college football is the groveling and campaigning from football people. And ADs aren't the same as coaches. But coaches going on these tours and whining about losing games.
Yep. You the team you coach. You, Steve Sarkisian, you coached them. And you lost.
And the thing he wants to bring up is then we won't schedule Ohio State. No one's mad that you lost to the best or one of the best.
You lost to Florida.
You lost to Florida.
Who ain't nothing but cheeks.
You lost to Florida who had an awful season.
Yes.
That's the game you shouldn't have lost.
Yes.
And if you wouldn't have, you'd probably be in the playoff.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Don't lose.
Real cheeky.
Yeah,
that's what Florida. That's what the Gators are. Real cheeky.
Just is, cheeks out. They pee with their pants down like a first grader.
Yeah, dog.
But, I mean, don't lose to him.
Don't lose to him. I think that's the ultimate thing. And we're going to talk about that. I mean, and he is like, is he new there?
I think a little because remember the other guy we knew. Notre Dame athletic director who was a big part of expanding the playoff.
Okay. All right.
You would recognize his name if I said it.
Okay.
And I would, saying, too, if I remember.
That's what I'm
it.
Saying. He must be new or
but
something.
But I don't remember yeah. it.
And, but, I mean, even if it was the other guy, he'd be whining also, dude. But, I mean, they are in a position.
Let me see if I can look it up before Wes can text you.
Okay. But, yeah. But yeah.
Jack Swarbrick.
Oh, yeah.
Jack
okay.
Swarbrick.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. He, yeah, yeah. What happened to him? He resigned?
Step down.
Step down? Okay. Yep. All right, he didn't want to do it no more. I can't keep defending us.
I think he got some great other job.
Oh, okay. Like, I can't keep defending this madness yeah. of a – but, yeah, I mean, do I think Notre Dame is one of the best 12 teams in football? I damn sure do.
Yeah, they are.
I damn sure do.
They are.
Do I think that Notre Dame is good enough to win a national champ? I damn sure do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you? I think that they – yeah. I mean, I think they could certainly beat yeah. a couple teams in the playoffs. Yes. And that's why what Kirk Herbstreit says here – is true. This is right. This is one of the fixes if we're looking for them.
I think the only way it gets fixed is you got to expand. You know, you got to go to probably 16. You know, and the other thing is, I think the group of five, well, it's great to have them involved. I feel like they have to get to a certain ranking to be able to qualify, to be able to get in. Nothing against those stories. We all love the Cinderella story. But I just think when you leave Texas and you leave Notre Dame, you leave Vandy and you leave BYU out, the goal was to get the best 16 teams, in my opinion, into the tournament. Not try to make everybody happy. But if you qualify, great. If you don't, you're out.
Expansion ain't going to make it no better.
No, expansion's not. But no. I do think getting away from auto bids will.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
Getting away
yeah.
from auto bids will make
but
it better.
I think, you know, and I heard this on with Coach Neuhausen this morning, and I always forget his name, but he's a deep voice brother that's on CBS Sports with Notre Dame. He said it perfect. Like, it's going to be the – and this is what he was basically saying. It's leading to 50 select teams, one conference.
That's right.
One conference.
Right. And it's going to be so funny when they do that.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to separate them back geographically.
Yes. And then
– and it's going to be just
but,
like it was.
Because that's the part I got in on the 50 part. I didn't hear the geographical, but then myself, I'm thinking, and then they split off geographic. You yeah. have the SEC, you have the ACC, you have the Big yeah. 10, Big 12, whatever. And another pack, and a version of a Pac-12.
Yeah, because 12 teams is the perfect yes. amount of teams to have in a conference.
Yes.
So you can play the majority of the teams in your conference every single yes. year, and then there's not some crazy year where Texas A&M doesn't really play anybody,
right.
whatever, whoever
right.
it is.
Right.
Not to single them out, because it happens to a lot of different teams every yeah. year. And it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of funny that, like, that's what it was forever,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all the realignment because of money and people with bad planning screwed
but
it up.
But then about this, Andrew, if we do the, they do the region thing, do you play every team in the division, or are you going to have the cupcake games? Are you going to have
right.
Charlotte come to town?
Right.
Are you just going to play those base 50 teams?
Yeah.
Is the ACC,
I think they'll have to.
Is the ACC, SEC, ACC matchups like Tech and Georgia,
right.
Clemson, South Carolina, right. is that going to go away?
I think you can keep some of that stuff because you'll have to play whatever, if it's a 12 team group, you'll play 9 of them and then you'll have 3 games for other people,
right?
Whether it's other conferences that are in that 50, or maybe it's a group of 5 or 6 or whatever you want
but
to call
it. But how many teams are in the playoffs?
Yeah, 16 probably. Okay. Right. I don't know, 16 out of 50, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay.
But that's what they want. Like, yeah. the 50 would say put us all in the playoffs.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think the other part of it, too, is to, you know, Kirk Herbstreit says it's great to have the group of five involved. Legally, you have to.
Yeah, like no, it's in the bylaws.
You can't just yeah. start saying, well, this isn't for you anymore,
because no,
they're just going to sue you.
No, this is in the bylaws. Right. This is in ink, Andy.
Yeah.
It's in blood. Drawn in blood.
Exactly.
We got some tickets, Andy.
We do. We've got tickets to give away. Caller number 4.
Okay. I thought he was going to go like 14.
I was going to say 50 because we just
said. Just have Abe answer the phone.
Please do not
show?
Do that. I legally have to do what
I
you say.
I am aware.
Do you really?
And that would
yeah,
be really
one
funny.
Of them. Someone said it. Couple months, years ago, someone tried to say caller 929.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you need to go on air right now and correct that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Caller, we're not taking 1,000 calls.
Oh, could.
Like, if I said caller 25.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, man.
I think now,
that's
I
not
mean,
that bad.
Okay. Sir, are you with us tomorrow?
No.
Caller number?
Friday?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a really big number on Friday.
Yeah.
We're
going to have Bo dump it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Anyway, caller number 4 right now, 404-726-0929.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can win a pair of four-day passes to the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. Bo Johnson's Ben, big endorse. Says he loved it.
In blood.
All right. Speaking of Bo, we'll get to the back page next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.